Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. This past year, farmers around the world planted biotech crops at a double-digit pace, the seventh consecutive year of growth. Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. In recent weeks, I've been on the road speaking at major ag events in Illinois and Nebraska. There's no question the mood in the country is much improved over a year ago. Prices and politics both give us reason for optimism. Prices almost across the board make me want to listen to the markets these days. Beef has held up in spite of mad cow disease. Hats off to the American consumer, smart enough to know that he or she has a better chance of getting struck by lightning than getting mad cow disease. Pork exports are up 15%. Unfortunately, the bird flu is not doing the poultry business any favors. Still, with the Atkins diet in the middle of our plate, and it does taste good, all of this being strong demand for beef and pork and poultry, grains and soybeans, the stocks are tight too, very tight. The U.S. economy could easily grow at a 4% rate this year, fueling more consumer demand. And the world market is also picking up steam. China, with 1.3 billion people, makes the world market just like the Soviet Union did 25 years ago. In addition, although you may not like high gas prices, they sure make the ethanol business work. Turn to politics, and I don't see the Congress taking a meat axe to farm program spending, even with a big deficit, because this is an election year. Next year, perhaps some adjustment. Keep in mind that since prices are improved, the farm program costs are down. They're down $4.8 billion below the earlier forecast. House Ag Committee Chairman Goodlatte points out that we're making our contribution to deal with the deficit. It's been a long, dry spell, but I am optimistic about 2004. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.